Love Will Turn You Around was, we had got a phone call from Kenny Rogers, Uncle Leland Rogers, who worked with Kenny. And Kenny was doing a movie called Six Pack, and they needed a song for the movie. So a call went out to lots of people, I found out later. I thought it was just to me, but it ended up being lots of people. And telling us about the movie. So I said to Leland, I really would like to see Kenny live to have some idea what to make the song about. And he said that the next night that that Kenny was playing up in Louisville, Kentucky. So Evan and I, we were rocking and rolling at that particular time of our career. So we chartered our own tour bus and put some sound recording equipment in it and had a driver, and off we went. And I told Evan, I said, we need to start a song, have something going before we see Kenny. So we just don't kind of walk in like da-da-da with nothing going on. So we started a little something. And I had never, Evan and I, we'd never really been starstruck by anybody really. And but when we were in the room waiting for Kenny, when he walked in, he was just kind of, you know, at that point, he was the biggest artist in the world. And we were just like, exactly what I said, the kind of, and we couldn't even remember what the song was that we kind of had started. So Kenny grabbed the guitar and tuned the E string down and went bom 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 bom. He goes, "Here's the thing that I've started," and he goes, "I think he said, how do you know where to stay or to go? How do you know if it's real? Na 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 na." He said, "That's all I've got," and I said, "Well, what do you want it to be about?" He said, "Just come out and see my show, and you'll know, you'll figure it out." So we, at that point, we didn't have a little handheld tape recorder or anything, and it was before cell phones, so we didn't have any way to record what Kenny had had sung to us. So I told Evan, I said, we can't forget this, because that's our key to making this happen, is that little piece he showed us. So Kenny had us seated up right up near the front, and so after each song, we would sing that piece back and forth to each other that he had sung to us, so we wouldn't forget it. And on the way home, now it's like, I don't know, midnight or so, and even thought that Tom Schuyler, who's also in the Songwriter Hall of Fame now, would be great on this song. It's his kind of style, so even put a call into Tom and woke him up and told him, and he met us at the building like at 6 a.m. in the morning or something when we got in, and we showed him the little piece. We talked about it, and Tom went home, started working on it, came back with a good part of the song that he, you know, from that little piece, and it was fantastic. And so the three of us got together and finished off the rest of the song. So we now had co-written a song with Kenny Rogers, and we did a demo on it, sent it out to him, and they loved it. The whole thing happened within a week. Within a week from getting the phone call to the time I was out in Los Angeles at Kenny's recording studio, making the record with him was within that week. So it was a awesome experience to work with Kenny, and it turned out to be one of his bigger hit records.